Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this bright Monday morning. Bob Johnson is the sheriff in Santa Rosa County and always joins us at this time on a Monday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. We had a, I don't know if it's a milestone exactly, but, you know, every major leaguer's got their first hit and every wide receiver's get their first catch. And, you know, you got a canine makes their first apprehension, right?
Yeah, Mac got his first one, and we're so proud of him. These dogs, you know, they put their lives on the line, same as the officers do. And Mac is technically not a puppy anymore, but still, the first bite is always a big one.
What was the case? Do you know the case?
No, I don't know right offhand. I just know I got a ship report saying that they let him loose on somebody and he took him down. I know it was a felony. That's pretty much all I know. But
gotcha.
Hey, he deserved it, I'm sure.
And they get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of repetitions in training for the purpose that when it actually happens in the real world, it's just like training, right?
Exactly. And, you know, once they do the bites in training, they get a toy. If they do everything correctly, you know, that the handler carries around a ball or something that they can bite afterwards. And that's all they want. So after they get a real bite and we get the handcuffs on them and everything, they get the toy. So it's a good day for them.
They got the thing they really wanted. It's funny. There was a story, I guess, with one of your deputies. I was reading on South Santa Rosa News, was involved in an accident, had gone down into a ditch, I guess, and then subsequently struck a parked vehicle. What happened here?
Yeah, well, he was chasing two idiots that were racing on Gulf Boulevard on the beach. And one of the idiots, once he turned his lights on, one of the idiots decided to make a U-turn in front of him. When he did that, he had to make an evasive move. And, he went in a ditch, hit a parked car. And other deputies got the guy stopped, and FHP got him and cited him for the crash.
Okay, so the car that he struck was not the one he was pursuing. It was somebody else's car, but that was taking evasive action after the person he was pursuing did what he did his stupidity.
Yes, correct.
What it's kind of interesting, you know, you bring that up because I just recently had a chance with the Scambie Sheriff's Office to go through their driver training, like a brief version of it. You know, we got to try the course out at Brunson Field, and, you know, they taught us how to do pit maneuvers, and, I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A wild thing. But it got me to thinking about you guys doing the driver training in Santa Rosa County, and, of course, because the school district in Escambia does it, and there's, you know, it's kind of one or the other, not both. But when you guys are training your drivers, like, how much extra do you have to train them before they're just not regular citizens who come to work for the sheriff's department, but before they really get the skills? Because it's a lot of complicated skills that you do differently when you're driving a sheriff's vehicle than when you're just driving your, you know, your Honda Civic.
Yeah, and of course it is. You have a high-speed maneuvers you have to make, because when we get that 911 call, hey, shots fired, or, you know, subjects fighting with knives or whatever, you know, you have to get up 90, 100 miles an hour sometimes, and on a road like Highway 98, can you just imagine? You have to have skills for that. So, yeah, we train all kind of different things, from pit maneuvers to, you know, emergency evasive actions. And but perfect example, the crash the other night. I mean, he could have just T-boned that guy and called it and probably killed the guy. But, you know, he takes an evasive action. Nobody gets hurt. He got a minor abrasion or two, but the citizen didn't get hurt. The criminal didn't get hurt. And, you know, everybody got the outcome they wanted.
You know, like I'm always trying to remind people, and you guys are as well, that whether you are the law obeying or the law violating or whatever you are, the job of the cop is to preserve order and keep you alive. If there's any way it's possible, right?
Right. And, you know, people get so mad because they get tickets, and it's like it's our fault, you know, and we're just a consequence. We're a consequence of their actions. It's not like, you know, you wake up in the morning and go, God, I hope I get to, you know, knock somebody down the ground and handcuff them because they're resisting. I mean, we don't want that, but it happens. And, you know, we're the consequence. It is what it is. But a lot of people, as you know, they go to prison and go to jail. They don't take responsibility for their actions. It's never their fault. It's always somebody else that caused it. And that's why, you know, they usually end up in prison.
When you guys are doing your kid training, your teen driver training course, which is super popular, do you teach them that shuffle steer? And for people who don't know, that means that instead of crossing your arms over, you slide your hand around the wheel. You basically pull down instead of pushing or instead of pulling over. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but you always keep your hand on the wheel, which is defense against an airbag. And it's also, you know, your hands are always on the wheel in case something goes wrong. Do you guys teach them that?
We do, and as you alluded to, it's a difficult. Most people can't get the hang of that the very first time.
Oh my God, I hate it so much. I have still. It's been a month, I think, since we did this thing, and I still can't do it. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. I don't. John likes it. He says he's learning. He's fine. So, anyway, go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah, but you know, you try to get them when they're young, and everybody knows the younger you are when you learn something, the more it sticks with you and the easier it is to learn. Same way with languages or whatever. So driving is the same way. So we try to embed it in them pretty quick. And, you know, and sometimes they stick with it. Sometimes, you know, it leaves. But we try our best to make sure those teens that come through that program, you know, are safe drivers and they know what to expect when they get out on the road.
Yeah, I know I've been driving for 40 years almost, and you're trying to teach me how to walk different. I mean, it's just not.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult for sure. I learned it when I was in my 30s, and it's not an easy thing to learn.
It's definitely not. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
You bet. 816 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for you.
I-10 westbound from Avalon all the way to Scenic is basically down to one lane due to an earlier accident. The inside lane is blocked, so make sure you get out to the outside lane. Again, that's I-10 westbound approaching the Scambia Bay Bridge. Definitely use Highway 90 or go an alternate route to get around that, because that's about a 25 to 30 minute delay. The rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's not a major road or anything.
No.
It's fine.
No.
No big deal.
Not at all.
If somebody hadn't known how to do their shuffle steering, wouldn't
exactly. I keep
wouldn't
saying
have
that.
This problem. Thanks so much for the update. Hey, speaking about cars, if you're thinking about getting that next one, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality vehicles. And, you know, one of the things, kind of their premise is take a look at how most people buy and sell cars and take all the stuff that people don't like about that process and get rid of it. Because, I mean, they know that most people go to the car dealer, used or new, and kind of like in defense mode, you know, against getting taken advantage of, getting some, you know, scam pulled on them, or, you know, what, you just feel like you're being attacked. And so they try to make it not like that. So if you want to talk, great. If you want to just get in a car and take it for a drive, great. You know, if you want to actually look at a price sheet, great. If you're done, once you test drive and that's it, great. You know, whatever, easy. And that's the point, is they're trying to make it so that you don't hate it so much. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to sell people on, but as much as you usually hate buying a car, it kind of makes sense. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
I love watching John react.
Wait a second. What? I was grooving to the
I
song.
I know, and see him just kind of, yeah, I remember that. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And hey, look, nobody likes the idea of spending money on a roof, but you like a dry house. I mean, most people like a dry house. You like to be safe in a storm, and that's what Quality Roofing Solutions provide for you. You know, you may not love to have to get one, but when you got to get one, you got to get one. And a lot of times, you know, if the roof, you can repair a roof, okay? But a lot of times it makes more sense just to replace it based on the cost of repairing compared to the cost of replacing. And chances are, if you're going to have to repair it, you're probably going to have to replace it in the next couple of years anyway, and costs will have gone up by then, and so that can be a problem. So just, I mean, call them. Talk to Brian or one of his folks, and, you know, they've been doing this for 19 years here in Pensacola since 2006. They have a 4.9 review rating on Google, which is outrageous. About 1,000 reviews. That's just insane. And there's all kinds of ways that even just getting a new roof can save you money, like through the wind mitigation inspection. You know, you might cut your home insurance down by thousands of dollars, maybe even in half. That's crazy, but I mean, a new roof can almost pay for itself. They warranty them for the lifetime of the roof. Okay, so that's, I mean, who does that? Well, they do, because, you know, they're here to stay. They do what they do, and they treat you like a person and not like you're supposed to understand it all, not like you're a fool for not understanding. And, you know, just, They do stuff the right way. That's why I talk about them. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Wildfires are spreading in California and Oregon as hot and dry weather there continues making it difficult for firefighters. The Pickett Fire in California's Napa County had burned about 6,800 acres, is 11% contained. The Flat Fire in Oregon is now the largest active fire in their state, burning about 22,000 acres.
Every year. I'll tell you, when we first moved to Oregon, you know, we moved from Phoenix, moved to Oregon, and we were, you know, getting our living arrangements settled. We were living in a hotel and going to work and doing all this, you know, it's crazy. But I remember there was, like, you know, ash in the air from the fires in the vicinity at that time. And you think, where did I move to? This is crazy.
There are protests in New York today over the city allowing the testing of self-driving vehicles. New York Mayor Eric Adams signed an executive order allowing Waymo to test autonomous cars in Manhattan and downtown Brooklyn. I don't know how that could be.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, well, what could be bad about that? I mean, you know, considering the other drivers in New York. The first travel-associated human case of New World Screwworm in America has been reported in Maryland. New World Screwworm is a parasitic fly that attacks and eats healthy tissue. It's been known to attack livestock and occasionally humans.
You know, it's interesting. Go back to that the self-driving car story. Connecting dots I wouldn't normally have connected, but I was talking with Chris Phillips, who was in here on Friday for The Wrap, the former, you know, Escambia traffic guy. And he was telling me that, you know, the crosswalks, like in South Florida, that they're, you know, we're having the crosswalk wars right now because they're in Central Florida too, in Orlando, where they painted the rainbow black and then people came in and painted it back rainbow and then they came back in and painted it black. You were telling me the story earlier, right?
It's been back and forth.
Yeah, and they, what I think I saw, they've got an FHP out there, like, protecting the black paint from being graffitied again or whatever. But he was telling me that a lot of these towns are dealing with the cost and the difficulty of having to go out and stripe roads because the autonomous vehicles need the stripes. Apparently, that's part of their waymaking system, which surprised me because I would have thought it'd be purely GPS. I wouldn't think they'd depend on the stripes, but apparently very dependent on the stripes. And so that's a cost. And also, though, I think the reason for getting rid of these street art things is ridiculous. They do have a line in that FDOT memo about for autonomous vehicles and for, you know, lane assist keeping for a lot of your cars, that there is some element of public safety involved in it. I just think it's pretty thin, that argument. But anyway, you made me think about that, David, so thanks.
Anytime.
John Pickett says traffic on the fives. John?
I still,
how to end a rambling commentary. Thanks, David.
All right, I-10 westbound between Avalon and Scenic over the Escambia Bay Bridge is basically still a small moving parking lot, is going very, very slow due to an earlier accident, and traffic is backed up past Avalon Boulevard. So definitely want to take an alternate route with that. But the rest of I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you are on 98 westbound headed toward the Garcon Point Bridge, we're seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay through that construction zone approaching Garcon Point Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, I'm going to have to apologize in advance for this next story. If you, I don't know, it's not that bad, but if you have kids in the car, this may not be the story for them. But there are some things that are so absurd and weird and kind of perverted, but I still can't help mention it. You ready for the headline, John?
Yeah I guess so.
Serial butt sniffer.
What? You're not even finished yet. I'm just like, what?
Serial butt sniffer at it again, despite being charged and held on $100,000 bail just 1 month ago.
Sure that it's not like a canine or something?
Well, he may be a dog. But this guy, Khalees Crowder, age 38, and I know this is unkind, but I'm going to say it anyway. The only way to describe his ears is they look like Shrek's ears. And if you see a picture of him, here, you see, am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, wow.
They poke out on sticks and then they have. Anyway, okay. And that has nothing to do with anything, but, you know, anyway, it's funny. So, charged with a felony, now being held without bail after alleged creepy behavior at a Walgreens in Burbank on Wednesday. Burbank, I guess, would be California.
Yeah.
I think it's California. Anyway, ABC 7. Yeah, it's California, ABC 7. In mid-July, he was taken into custody following reports of a suspicious person at a Burbank Nordstrom Rack loitering in the women's department. And apparently, and a nearby Walmart also, he was seen following a female shopper around the store. While in the women's section, he was observed following a female customer, crouching near her and engaging in lewd behavior by... inappropriately sniffing her buttocks.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's people who identify as a dog. Right. But this is like... In 2023, he was caught in another butt sniffing. captured on video at a Barnes & Noble bookstore in Burbank. Millions of views on TikTok as the victim, I guess, video recorded. Oh, my goodness. People are weird.
They are.
You know, the Doors song is not wrong. People are strange.
Very.
And, I mean, I guess once you catch that scent, you just, you know, can't not sniff it.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know how
no.
to explain it. I don't. Can't
no.
just, we could just move on, I suppose. Yeah. Meanwhile, Netflix.
Much better. Thank you.
No, not the horoscope. Netflix is launching a horoscope feature. If you're a Virgo, you'll like these movies. If you're a Taurus, you'll like these. It's so absurd. But that's not it. Netflix has actually had a movie release that has gained them more money, we think. It's really, apparently Netflix doesn't report money made on movie releases, weirdly, okay. But they released a movie over the weekend, K-pop Demon Hunters, and I'm guessing this is an anime. And anything that touches anime is going to be massively popular. It's weird. I mean, I have one kid who's into the anime stuff, and it's crazy.
I have one kid, yeah, that's
yeah,
into it.
I mean, yeah. When these are the ones that make Pensacon happen, because they'll go and they'll spend $35 for this autograph and $50 for that picture, and you know they'll blow a couple hundred dollars meeting the voices of the anime. It's real super fan. Like, you think of, you know, girls screaming at the Beatles, kids screaming at the anime people, like, mm-hmm. in affection, like they love it. Anyway, this is the first time in 18 years that the number one box office title generating the most revenue over the weekend was K-Pop Demon Hunters, a Netflix production, which is, it got a pretty small box, but $16 to $18 million, pretty small for a weekend, but apparently that was number one. Weapons, a traditional release, had $15.6 million verified. So, I don't know. Kind of weird. Also dealing with the fact that some theaters won't show the movie. AMC apparently did not show it. I mean, AMC definitely shows anime, but I was surprised to see that. So 1750 theaters, which is, I mean, that's fairly good, you know, for that's not, you know, 2500 or something like that, but that's pretty good. So okay, there you go. So I managed to successfully make the turn from something doesn't smell right about this story to success at the box office.
I'm Therese Crowley. Destination Uganda for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, under arrest in federal custody at an ICE facility in Baltimore after a lengthy early morning news conference with supporters. Homeland Security says the illegal Salvadoran migrant will be bound for Uganda after refusing to plead guilty to human smuggling charges. Would have sent him to Costa Rica instead. Here, thanking supporters.
Y esperanza para seguir luchando.
And Fox has learned that President Trump will sign an executive order today around noontime to eliminate cashless bail for suspects across the country. He is eyeing Chicago for the next federal crime enforcement. Hertz rolling out comfort for stressed out Labor Day travelers, the Gold Squad. Highly trained golden retrievers to bring comfort and calm to select airports. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 77 degrees. The sun is shining today. We'll have our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The FBI has arrested a man in New York for allegedly stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers. According to a federal indictment filed August 19th, Justin Wright faces multiple charges in this case. It comes after a year-long investigation following an arson incident near Childers' home, June of last year. That incident destroyed a neighbor's car. It was accompanied by a death threat aimed at Childers. Wright now faces three felony counts: stalking, attempted interference with commerce by threats or violence, and use of fire to commit a felony. Prosecutors allege he traveled interstate with the intent of intimidating Childers and her family. Wright is currently in custody at Rikers Island. He's scheduled for an arraignment in Pensacola September 9th. An investigation continues after a plane crash in Gulf Shores. That happened between the Coastal Alabama Community College and Gulf Shores Tourism Center. Right now, there's no word on the condition of any of the passengers that were on board the plane. An 18-year-old from Atmore cited for careless driving after a multi-vehicle crash that injured several people on State Road 97. That happened on Saturday evening. Officials say the teen lost control and veered into the southbound lanes of the road, crashing into a van driven by a 63-year-old Pensacola woman. The crash caused the teen's SUV to strike three additional vehicles before it stopped. And the teen and his 17-year-old passenger were both taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver and passenger in the van also suffered minor injuries. Several people from the other three vehicles involved, including at least one child, sustained serious injuries as well. A 55-year-old man has died after being hit by a vehicle on Fairfield Drive. That happened yesterday near South Dakota Street. FHP says the man was in the road and hit by a westbound sedan. The driver was not injured, and she told officials that two other vehicles may have previously hit that pedestrian and then fled the scene of the accident. Well, environmentalists applauding the recent federal decision to federal judge's ruling to halt construction at Alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades, essentially shutting the facility down over the next 3 months. Zoo Miami's Ron McGill says it won't be easy to see how much damage was done, but he says it definitely took a toll.
first and foremost, it's the light pollution, which alone affects the wildlife out there, the noise, the construction, the runoff of water, the pollution of the area.
And the state is appealing that decision. Well, a child was hurt after a freak accident in Sarasota County. The sheriff's office there says the child was playing near a culvert last night when there was a water main break. The sudden water flow was so strong the child ended up being swept into the drainage system, was carried over 100 yards. Deputies say the child was taken to the hospital. Right now, there's no word on their condition. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
We are still dealing with I-10 eastbound between Avalon and Scenic Highway. It is basically a parking lot. Traffic is moving very, very slowly, and it is backed up way past Avalon Boulevard. So you definitely want to avoid that area. Take Highway 90 to get into Pensacola to avoid that, because that's about a 25, 30-minute delay just getting over the bridge. Let's see here. The rest of I-10, I-110 look good. Seeing some minor delays on 98 westbound as you approach the Garson Point Bridge. So just pack your patience with that one through that construction zone. It's about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will see a beautiful day today with a high near 92 degrees, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. Going into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 90. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping the sunshine around on Wednesday, high near 87 on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got sunshine, 77 degrees.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket, a lawn chair, and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Shenanigans. They're not just a band, it's an experience. It's definitely not a show you just go to, it's a show you participate in. So don't miss Shenanigans this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a kind of an odd question. It's not a single question. It's more of a, like, question within a category, and there's lots of different applications. So not to confuse you too much here on the frivolous topic. If you're new to the show, this time on every single day we talk about something frivolous, ridiculous, unrelated to the news, just kind of weird stuff. We started it during COVID because we wanted something to talk about other than COVID, and we've kept it ever since because it's, our most popular feature, which scares me. But here goes, okay? When you find a thing inside your house, an unwanted visitor of the scurrying kind, okay? I want to know how you decide whether to kill it or, I don't know, expel it, deport. I don't know, prefer. Which things you kill and which things you expel. 437-1620. I'll go first to give you examples, okay? Ants always die. Ants always die. Spiders always die. Cockroaches always die, even if they're outside their house. Cockroaches die everywhere I see them. I usually leave, you know, spiders alone because spiders are doing good stuff outside the house. But we have frogs near our house all the time. They're always on the door at night. They're always, because we have glass on the doors and they're always on the door. Frogs I always capture. And I give them the most exciting 2 seconds of their life when I throw them out the front door. They get the thrill ride to the grass, baby. So lizards are hard to catch, but, you know.
They are.
Grasshopper, moth, catch and release. I feel weird. I mean, a mosquito always dies. A moth always gets transported safely to a better location. I don't know why, but this is how I live my life. 437-1620. These are the questions. I'm just kind of, you know. Feel free to weigh in on any part of that you want to weigh in on, or Andrew's pathological, whatever the case may be. John, how do you decide what you capture, or, you know, what you kill and what you capture and release?
I don't know if there's a method to it, but mm-hmm. I do have categories, kind of like you know, ants, roaches.
These are always kills.
Yes, these are always kills. Spiders inside my mm-hmm. house. Anything.
You leave them alone outside, though?
I don't bother them. They don't bother me.
Yeah, they're doing good work. They're stopping the ants from getting in, right? Or the insects from getting in.
Unless they're inside the car or outside the car.
Oh, yeah. They got to die.
Yeah. They'll learn their lesson. But, yeah, it just depends
frogs,
on what it is.
Frogs, moths, grasshoppers. Do you disagree with any of my categories?
The only one I disagree with was the moths.
Oh, you kill the moth?
Yeah, because I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I understand. And I often
wind up
killing.
I ain't got no time for that.
Moths are hard, and sometimes you touching them damages them, right?
Right.
Damages the dust and the wings.
Yeah,
can't fly, right?
Can't. So, yeah, we're not.
Grasshopper?
We try to shoot them outside.
Yeah, you try to save the grasshopper. I'm the same. Why? I don't know, but there it is. Okay, Meg?
Well, I think you need to clarify because I'm not sure if you're asking the question before or after I start screaming.
That happens first.
So once we get past that and the, oh my God, ew, moment.
Okay.
Then it kind of depends on the size.
Okay.
So I kind of I do try to rescue things when I can.
Do you rescue roaches? Oh, she gagged. She had to swallow her vomit.
I have this jar.
Bad.
No, well, I have this like jar that's for this purpose.
Okay.
So if I can get them in there and then slip the paper underneath and trap them in the jar, then I will run to the door and throw it out.
You catch and release roaches?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Big, like the big ones. Not
yeah,
the, not
the
giant.
Yeah,
those
the palmetto
have
bugs.
To die.
Fly, what do they call those? Yeah, palmetto bugs.
Okay.
But,
they have to die.
However.
Go on. However.
If it's something that's moving like a creature, like if it's a mouse or mm-hmm. some kind of creature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All bets are off. I'm out of there.
Oh, you're just leaving. You're not dealing with this problem.
I call someone to help me.
Okay.
Because when I had a house, I would have, occasionally there'd be raccoons or there might be squirrels, that kind of thing. When they're a little bit bigger than that, then I'm not, that's a job for someone else.
We had a bat inside the house one time. Bats are
bad.
They're difficult to deal with. They're really fast and crazy flying.
I'm not catching them.
I had a bird inside the house one time. That's difficult to deal with, you know, but I'm not trying to kill them.
No, I try to shoo a bird out. Yeah. I've had that happen.
I'll try and keep a mouse alive, you know. I mean, as long as it's not like an infestation, which it never has been, but it's just one comes in, you know, or a snake. Even snakes live.
But I've been
snakes die?
Oh, no. Yes, they do.
Well, the snakes are good.
No, they're not. Not inside my house.
They're not going to bother you.
They're bothering me.
I don't stick around
I'm
long
sorry.
Enough to debate
yeah.
this. If I see a snake in my house, I'm gone.
I am not a snake,
snake
person.
Wins. Snake wins.
437. So I guess the question I'm wondering about is, there's sort of three categories. Mm-hmm. Category A is everything dies. Category B would be, or category C would really be like, everything lives if it's possible. You're kind of in that category.
I'm sort of in that category.
Or you run away. You don't deal with it.
No.
Category B would be like John and me, where it's kind of, these things live, these things die, that thing. That depends on the day, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. 437-1620. Let's take some of these texts. One person said, by the way, you can always text me your name. And we have a system where I can add it to our contact sheet so I know who it is, and then I can say your name when I say your text. We don't have, like, caller ID or anything, so I will never know unless you tell me. Let's see. Somebody says, anonymous random caller who hasn't sent me their name. It can... Not to pressure you. If it can easily be caught, I will catch and release. Roaches are history. I'm with you. And the roaches in Florida are slow, by the way. They're
not fast.
They're not fast. The ones I'm used to dealing with, like in the Midwest, I mean, it was an art to catch them.
New
the
York,
ones here, they're so used to being not pursued. What?
New York roaches are a different story. They die.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different thing.
It's a whole different animal.
Ants, somebody says, ants, roaches, rodents die. Lizards, frogs, spiders, and moths go outside. But why? This is what I want to.
Logic.
I have a behavior. It is very clearly a practiced behavior and a category distinction. Save those, don't save these, exterminate these. I don't know why I have the distinction though, because a grasshopper doesn't deserve life any more than a roach does. Not really. I mean, why? Why would a moth be special versus a mosquito? Well, because mosquitoes are evil. I don't know, but you know, there you go. John's got traffic on the fives. John.
That's right. Still dealing with the
What's
issue.
What's that look for?
I'm just amazed.
Always.
I know.
All right, go on.
You amaze me. All right, so I-10 westbound past Avalon through the Scambia Bay Bridge. Just dealing with an earlier accident. It's got traffic backed up to Avalon. But then once you get past Avalon, it'll start to thin out just a little bit. But Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10. Is very slow right now as traffic tries to merge onto I-110 westbound. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
So today is a good day to get a different job. No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not really that bad. Hey, if you're thinking about moving because the traffic is terrible where you live, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that. And, you know, look, one of the things about, you know, you want to pick up a beach house. You want to move to the beach. You want to get a vacation rental at the beach that you might use sometimes yourself. I don't know. You want to move to the city. You want to get a larger house because you're growing a family. You want to get a smaller house because you're empty nesting. You know, whatever the case may be, Christina can help you with that. And attention to detail, doing all the right things, figuring out how to solve the situation. I mean, everything from, you know, I think we've got some wood rot in this house. What do we do? I know a person who can handle that. Like, she knows the people because she's been doing this so effectively for so long now that she has all of the answers to all of these problems. And if she doesn't have the answer, like it's the very first time she's encountered that problem, trust me, that's the person you want looking it up because she will figure it out and she will become a professional on solving that problem. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the question of the day. The frivolous topic question for the day is when you have critters inside your home, do you save some, kill others? What's your system? Do you have a system? Is there a reason? Can you explain it? Are you a kill all? Are you a save all? Are you a runaway all? I guess that's category D. Meg's category D, but not all runaway.
No.
You have a cup for the roaches.
I have some bravado every now and then.
Don't
classify me as a wimp.
I didn't.
You implied, though.
No, okay. All right. Well, sensitive. fair enough. Let's see. Where was I at here? If it can be easily caught, we did that. Only lizards and other reptiles are ushered out. Anything else inside, it dies. Phil says, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for referencing the green frogs. I used to collect them at my front light and throw them in the cage with my 5-inch pink tarantula. Nice. Oh. All right. So, you know, that's food. Yeah. I like that. All right. So that's, you know, that's saving you on the bill. Let's see. Somebody says, same as you, except inside spiders get caught and released. Oh, that's kind. Ants bite. Oh God, I don't think I'm allergic to ants, but I have so many ant bites and they hurt so much more than they should.
I just had a recent infestation of gnats.
What?
I know, very strange.
How'd that even happen?
Apparently they can come up through the drains when we have lots and lots of rain.
Oof.
I've never heard
Fun
of it
times.
Before. No, I didn't like it.
No, that's nasty.
And those
All
got
right.
killed, by the way.
Good, well done. Somebody says, ants are intruders, moths are just lost. I like that. Amir writes, we have four cats, so I really don't have to worry about any of this stuff because the cats take care of my problems. Fair enough. But I would probably save some things that the cats would not save. And my dogs. Oh, we have Australian Shepherds, little ones, teeny tiny ones. And my one is just fixated. We have a skink that lives on the back porch. And every time we put her out to go, you know, out, she's trying to find that skink. I mean, she wants that skink bad for a mantelpiece. You know, she really wants that skink bad.
The thing about cats is they'll bring you a gift.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm, yeah.
We're bringing you the offering.
We're bringing you a gift, and here's a dead animal.
Mm-hmm. No, like, thank you. No, the tribute is not necessary. Somebody texts 437-1620. My daughter had a roach living in her car. It would go in and out of the air vents, and talking to her on the phone, I got to hear her scream. Oh, that's so creepy. No.
Ew.
Let's see. I pike my enemies like medieval England as an example for all the others. Death to roaches. It takes a lot of toothpicks and fondue sticks. Let's see. Fondue forks. In my 20s, I had a blowgun, and I'd get drunk and shoot darts at the big roaches and pin them to the trailer wall. Hey, I mean, that's high-hand coordination. Non-poisonous snakes live, rats die. Snakes live, another person writes. That was Don. Snakes, this is somebody else. Snakes live, they can eat the rice and eat the mice and the rats. Cats bring you food. Scott writes, just kill it. Whatever it is, just kill it. Oh, that's a snake. Yeah, no, I can see why. Somebody else texted me a big picture of a snake. And, you know, some snakes don't get to live. They do. But usually, unless it's poisonous, snakes are good. If it's poisonous, well, that's its own. Good Lord, all these texts. Let's see. My cat's killing it, everything. If I can't catch something, James says, I'll suck it up in the vacuum cleaner. Oh, but that could just be there for later.
Ooh.
You know,
Ooh.
It's like you can't vacuum up ants.
Ooh.
Because they'll survive.
They'll live in there.
Yeah, and you got ants in your vacuum cleaner. That's no good. Okay. Let's see. If I can join in the battle against other creepy crawlies. If it can join me in the battle against other creepy crawlies and it lives, it's an ally, right? An enemy. All rodents are disgusting. I don't have a reason except roaches are disgusting and ants are a nuisance and rodents are disgusting. Let's see. This one's a video. Everything dies.
Ooh.
Squirrels that chew through the screen dies if they get caught. They never go out the same. Oh, well, all right, fair enough. Oh, I had to get rid of a dead squirrel the other day. It's just outside. You know, you got to clean up the lawn. It's not pleasant. More cats bring you food. Kill rats on the fence with a BB gun. That's fun. If you call it Terminix or NSEC, we'll kill them all. That's funny. let's see. Everything lives except for ants and roaches. We use the cup with the paper cover method, just like you said. Most exciting save was a snake, but not here. That was when they lived out west, they said. Yeah, you know. Oh, man. So this is not a here thing, but we used to live in Oregon. Black widows.
Ooh, gosh.
I mean, many. Like, it's a thing. Like, they're all over the place. And, you know, you grew up in the Midwest, you're like, Black Widows, that'll never happen. So, anyway. All right, there you go. That was our frivolous topic for the day. 852 on News Radio 92.3. What I like to discover in the frivolous topic is just basically everybody's weird. You know, like me. And that's fine. We all discovered we're all weird in slightly different ways. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join acupuncture and welders of Pensacola today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's today at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester's been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that.
We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man. Bad man.
That's a nice sign of solidarity, caring about your brethren. Of course, the athletic trainers are quick to hop on the umpire. They don't have a team. I mean, that is their team, those four guys. And there's nobody at the ballpark that's on their team, that's for sure. Every place they go, they're never at home. They're always on the road.
You know, this doesn't have to do with anything that's particularly newsworthy, but I was listening to a Cardinals game the other day, and it's Ricky Horton doing the coverage for KMOX in St. Louis, and I thought that was an interesting observation. It was a case where a batter tipped a ball and it hit the umpire in the mask, and he stumbled back and is, you know, pretty bad. But that happens all the time, and the trainers rush out and kind of take care of him. But he was making the observation that, you know, for umpires, their team is nobody sells their team merch. You know, nobody's wearing number 14 for the umpire. Nobody's cheering the umpire. It's all there. Every game is an away game. I mean, it's true. They never, and their job is very hard, and they don't get paid nearly what the stars get paid, but they're expected to be perfect every single time. They're expected to have a batting average of, you know, 1,000. And when they don't, people get on them. And I just thought it was, you know, I have a friend, one of our people who works here, Jeremy, does umpiring for, you know, little kids' games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And man, I tell you, umpiring is hard. I just thought it was an interesting observation that the umpires team, you know, not very many people, not a very loyal fan base, if any, they are always playing away games. John Pickens has traffic. Save that for you. I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yeah,
so.
That is very interesting.
Be nice to your umpires.
Anyway. I never really thought about that.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. Let's see here. We've got an accident that just happened on 98 and Navy Boulevard. The roadway is clear. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays. I-10, I-110 are back to rolling smoothly. Proud of you on that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, look at you guys driving right. Way to go. All right, we got a couple of military stories, kind of interesting. One is, you remember the naval ships that were in development? There was this one category of United States naval ships where the names were all like, maybe we're going to be victims of the Trump administration, and Pete Hegseth. And at least one of them is now definitely going to stay. The naval ship Cesar Chavez, which is, you know, of course, named for the famous, you know, migrant rights worker activist. And he was himself a member of the Navy, if I remember correctly. But they're going to keep that name. So, you know, I my view is whether I agree or disagree with the name, once the name has gone through the proper channels and it's been implemented, you should keep the name. You know, I don't believe in changing names later. So the United States naval ship Cesar Chavez will retain its name after Representatives Gil Cisneros and Sam Liccardo, Democrats from California, wrote a letter last July to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth requesting the vessel not be renamed. Cisneros previously served as Undersecretary of Defense Personnel and Readiness under former President Joe Biden. Let's see. In the letter, it says the Department of Defense has established clear criteria for naming military assets, consider historical context, recognize national service, and minimize cost. United States naval ship Cesar Chavez meets those standards. In 1946, before becoming one of the most consequential labor leaders in American history, which he was, Cesar Chavez enlisted in the U.S. Navy at age 19, was stationed Western Pacific, served in a segregated unit, back when we had those. where he, like many Mexican-American service members, quietly endured discrimination, an experience that deepened his understanding of injustice and shaped his lifelong fight for dignity and equality. And in response, the Department of Defense said there are no plans to rename USNS Cesar Chavez. So that strikes me as a good thing. Other ships that are possibly going to be renamed, the Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, the Medgar Evers, the Harriet Tubman, these are all in that same class. The Dolores Huerta, the Lucy Stone, and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Some of these I kind of wonder, like, would RBG want to have a warship named after her or not? It's kind of an open question. The Harvey Milk is the one that was renamed, and though I wouldn't have named it for him in the first place, I oppose the changing of the names, because that's basically my stance.